All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a demo.
Voice over on.
Of how?
Voice over on.
I have to tune vocals in Reaper.
When I have to. Which is very rarely. Which is great. Because, God, it's slow. Holy freak, it's slow. If you're using Retune. It works, though, if that's what you got. Now, no, it's not synced at all, but let's split that note and see if we can get. Let's see. I'm doing shift 7 to bring this down a cent at a time. Almost. A little more. There we go. Now it's got so much vibrato in it, that's probably futile to even try. But we'll give it a shot anyway. So what I'm doing, it's made it suck less, is splitting. Where I modify pitch and see if I can... Yeah, right. Where does it suck less? Anyway, the rest of this I've already done. And the reason I did this is so that I could show you the attack and the window stuff. Now, the stuff with the crazy vibrato and all that at the beginning, of course, won't matter. Like that. I'm gonna go to let it go to the word go. That's a little far in. Right here. If I go into Retune and I put the window size way up, from 40 to say 100's, well, 200's kind of slow, so we'll do 100 just as a demo. See, it's not as jumpy. If we did do 200, though, it would be even less jumpy. Put the window size to a small value. You see? Now I've got the window size set to 100 as opposed to the default of 30 at this point. And I'm going to go to correction. We're going to change the attack time to something like 50.
And now, just to show you that actually is doing stuff,
one tap, one view.
What I'm going to do is duplicate this track and take the retune off of one of the instances of it. And as you can tell, it is doing some pitch correction. One without retune, one with. Subtle, but effective. Hopefully, that was useful.
Voice message button. To somebody. Double tap to hold to record. Release to send.